Jesus' ministry to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke chapter 4 verses 18 to 19. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and they said unto Jesus, Are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Matthew chapter 11 verses 2 to 5. And, behold, one came and said unto Jesus, Good Master, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. But if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto Jesus, Which? Jesus said, You shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If you would be perfect, go and sell that which you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he left sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Matthew chapter 19 verses 16 to 22. The ministry of believers to the poor. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon, the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone, why trouble you her? She has done good work on me. For you will have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do them good, but me you have not always. Mark chapter 14 verses 3 to 7. Then Jesus said to him that bade him, When you make a dinner or a supper, do not call your friends, nor your brethren, neither kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, lest they also bid you again, and a recompense be made unto you. But when you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you shall be blessed, for they cannot recompense you, for you shall be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Luke chapter 14 verses 12 to 14. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. From the beginning of his ministry, he declared it plainly. He was sent to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, and to restore sight. The evidence of his identity was not in worldly power, but in compassion. The blind received sight, the lame walked, the lepers were cleansed, the deaf heard, the dead were raised, and the poor heard the gospel. Jesus told the rich young man the one thing he lacked, to sell what he had, give to the poor, and follow him. But the man went away sorrowful, unwilling to part with his wealth. To those who would follow him, Jesus made it clear, The poor you will always have with you, and whenever you will, you may do them good. Jesus commanded hospitality not for the wealthy or familiar, but for the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, those who cannot repay. And he promised a reward, You shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Let all who hear understand. To serve the poor is to walk in the footsteps of Christ. To neglect them is to walk away from him, sorrowful. Those who serve the least of these will not go unrewarded, for Jesus himself will say to them, You did it unto me.